Welcome to Straight to the Point. I'm your host, Representative Joe DiOrsi. Let's get straight to the point. So welcome to Straight to the Point. I am Representative Joe DiOrsi, and today in the studio I have Representative Tom Jones of the 98th Legislative District. And if you want to know where that is, you can climb up to the coolest new state park, Susquehanna Riverlands.
Absolutely.
Go to the outcrop, look right across the river. That's you, right, Tom?
That's right. I see your district every morning. When I wake up, look out my back window from Maytown in northwest Lancaster County. I look across the beautiful Susquehanna River, and I see Joe's district. So, yeah, it's good to be with you.
There we go. Thanks for coming on. 5-10 years ago, Tom, girls' sports or the risk that we're seeing right now across Pennsylvania and really the United States until we square this thing away,
right,
would not be something that we would be talking about.
That's right.
Five or 10 years ago.
That's right.
Tell me about your experience just here in the legislature, side by side with me, mm-hmm. on how the majority party in the House has really kicked this can down the road, despite multiple bills that we've introduced to protect our girls.
Right. Well, they certainly have. I think you and I have experienced similar conversations back in our districts with our constituents. They want to see our girls able to compete. They want to see our girls kept safe. In athletics, you know, whether that be at the high school level or the collegiate level, at any level, we want our girls to be safe. I'm a father of three daughters. I think you have a daughter and a son as well. I have a son and three daughters. Mm-hmm. And all my daughters competed in sports back in high school. And so I want to make sure that our girls are treated fairly and that they don't have to go up against a biological male, not only on the court, not only on the field, but in the locker rooms. It's disgusting what's happening to our daughters, and we need to stop it.
Yeah. So, Tom, this is an 80-20 issue.
It certainly is.
It might be 85-15 or 90-10 for all we know.
That's right.
Like I said prior, three bills, now four bills, have been introduced to basically mm-hmm. essentially do the same thing to prevent biological males from competing with and being in the same private spaces as our girls mm-hmm. in middle school, high school, collegiate right. athletics in the state.
Right. The Senate recently passed a bill just last week. Prior to that, they passed SB9, which came over to the House. But the Democrats have played a shell game with it. They've kicked it from committee to committee.
So tell me just in a little bit of detail, because we're up here in the weeds.
Right.
What exactly have they done to block a vote on this?
Right. So we've signed discharge resolutions, and what that does is that brings the bill up for a vote. In committee, those bills have been brought up for a vote, but what has happened is they've just re-referred those, moved them to another committee, essentially playing a shell game, never bringing the actual bill up for a vote, never bringing the bill to the House floor so that we could actually vote on this legislation.
So re-referring it, in essence, starts the clock over.
It does. I believe it's every 14 days, every okay. 14 legislative days, so the days we're in session. Every 14th legislative day, we can sign a discharge resolution. The good news is we have now two bills that have come over from the Senate. We also have a couple House bills, House Bill 1849 and House Bill 158. And those bills as well have been introduced and would protect our daughters.
Yeah, and we saw in Judiciary Committee, I don't sit on that committee, I don't think you do either, but the clip is out there.
Will the Secretary please call a roll? All Democrats will be voting yes.
Could we kind of know what the bills are? I mean, we can't vote on a re-referral that we don't even know what the title of the bill is. Obviously, you don't want us to know what the title of the bill is.
And these bills, we're gonna just go to a roll call. Secretary, please call the roll. Proceed with the
Chairman
Republican
Kaufman.
Roll call.
Point of order.
We're in
Chairman
the middle
Kaufman.
Of a roll call.
So we don't actually get to make comments on anything anymore, unless you deem
we're
it's
on,
appropriate.
We're on motion to re-refer, so we're
what's the other
what's
bill?
The
Kaufman,
one?
Bonner, Borowitz have not decided to vote. Next.
Point of order. Now you're deciding
we're in the
how
middle
we're
of
voting?
Mm-hmm.
The majority chairman in other business at the tail end of this meeting mm-hmm. Just basically
bluntly said we're moving these two bills. He didn't even describe what the bill was.
No.
Tom, what ensued?
And then he didn't let the Republicans even speak on it. So, you know, they claim that they want transparency. They claim that they want, you know, good dialogue, discussion. But those words don't ring true. When you watch their actions, how they continually avoid this topic while they are fearful of bringing this topic up, mm-hmm. I don't know why. This is for our girls, and this is an 80-20 issue. 80-85% of people, I know actually everyone I talk to,
yeah.
believes that this is something that we have to address. And I honestly am so disappointed with the majority party, with the Democrats, and with the Judiciary Committee, mm-hmm. the leaders of the Judiciary Committee, who have failed our daughters.
So that leads us to what happened yesterday. We had a bill, 2103, that was on final passage. We voted yesterday. And on paper, Tom,
right.
and this is probably the strategy, the original 2103 came through your committee. What
it
does
did.
That deal with?
2103 was an anti-white nationalist bill. It was sort of in reference, it was spoken about on the floor yesterday, that this was a bill that referenced a white nationalist group. And so what this did was this would prohibit developments that would cater to white nationalism. In committee, I voted yes, absolutely, 100% against white.
So the bill
white,
would have banned it?
The bill passed the committee unanimously. It came to the House floor, and I believe it would have passed the House floor unanimously.
Sure.
However, they took HB 300, what claims to be an anti-discrimination bill, and they inserted HB 300 into HB 2103. What that did was that HB 300, if you're not familiar with it, I know you are, Joe, that bill is under the guise of anti-discrimination, does just the opposite. If you, as a doctor, say, would not want to perform a gender mutilation surgery, what they refer to as gender-affirming care, mm-hmm. because it would be against your principles, your morals, your convictions, or your religion, you can be charged civilly or criminally for refusing to do that surgery. That to me, that's discriminatory. That's immoral.
Yeah, and hence the reason, you know, we kicked off the program with the girls' sports. It absolutely applies to that as well.
It sure does. Yeah, it doesn't allow us to prevent biological males.
Yeah.
From being in our girls' locker rooms,
because
that would be considered, yeah, in the definition of HB 300, that would be considered discriminatory.
Right,
keeping biological males out of our girls' locker rooms and off our girls' competitive, you know, fields, courts.
Yep.
That would be considered discriminatory under this bill.
So the definitions of those who are listed in the protected class in the Human Relations Act
right.
become so fluid
mm-hmm.
and so day-to-day and so based on behavior or feeling
mm-hmm.
that it would be literally impossible in the worst-case scenario, Tom, not even talking girls' sports,
right.
but it would be almost impossible for some of these groups, like people who have convictions, people that mm-hmm. simply understand reality.
Correct.
You know, physicians, as yeah. you mentioned.
Biological, scientific reality would be denied. Their claims would be based on a whim or a feeling, and that can change
yep.
at a moment's notice.
And I saw, Tom, this was really just ghastly, the legacy media. ABC 27 ran a headline that said, bill that would ban white nationalism narrowly proceeds with every Republican voting no.
Mm.
So to the mm-hmm. onlooker,
yeah.
oh,
yeah.
we have 99, 100 racist Republicans, but that's not the story.
No, of course, that's not the story. But that's how, unfortunately, a lot of times this game, and it is a game to some people, it's not a game to us. We see this as very serious. But this political game is played where these things turn into attacks back home, political attacks. And that's the unfortunate nature of this. What could have been done for our girls was used as a political stunt.
Yeah. So lightning round question, Tom. What have you accomplished these last 3 years? We came in the same class, and mm-hmm. what's your number one thing you're working on now?
Well, there's several different things I'm working on now. When we talk about accomplishments, we can introduce a lot of legislation. We can advance a lot of legislation. But reality, until that legislation signed into law, you know, we haven't hit the the finish line, right? Mm-hmm. If we're talking about sports here. I was able to accomplish legislation that was signed into law last year. It was actually a limited liability bill that allowed for food donation to those who are hungry and need. Grocery stores can now donate food past best by date, not expired food, but good food that they were formerly throwing away. Yeah. They can now donate that food without fear of being sued.
Okay.
So that was a great accomplishment. I'm very proud of that. Working on affordability issues, working on several other pieces of legislation as well right now. But right now, I'm trying to get anything through the House and over to the Senate is a Herculean task because of the situation we find ourselves in numerically.
Yep.
You're right. The media reported that all 99 that currently on the floor, and actually one Democrat voted no on the bill. However, it was 99-100, and the bill passed. Thankfully, that bill, 2103, which was gutted and replaced with HB 300, thankfully that won't go anywhere in the Senate.
Yeah. So he is Representative Tom Jones. He represents the 98th, the beautiful 98th across the Susquehanna in Lancaster County. Tom, thanks for joining.
Thank you, Joe.
This has been Straight to the Point. Visit repjod.com/mypodcasts.